John Lennon was just about to take the stage when one of the members of his band wanted him to meet a friend from school, a friend by the name of Paul McCartney. The most significant meeting in rock history took place on this date, July 6th, 1957, as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
John Lennon was just 16 years old and was a member of the Quarrymen. He was preparing for a performance in the garden of Liverpool's St. Peter's Church when he was introduced to Paul, just 15 at the time. They chatted for a few minutes, with Paul showing John how to tune his guitar, and then he played some songs by Gene Vincent and Little Richard to show what he was capable of. After the show, John and the rest of the Quarrymen, along with Paul McCartney, went to a pub to chat some more.
In the history of the Beatles, Paul met me the first day I did Bebopalula live on stage. And a mutual friend brought him to see my group called the Quarrymen. And we met and we talked after the show. And I saw he had talent and he was playing guitar backstage and doing 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran. And I turned around to him right then on first meeting and said, "Do you want to join the group?" And he said, And I think he said yes the next day, as I recall it.
The Quarrymen performance from that day was recorded on tape, a tape which later sold at auction for $120,000. A year later, George Harrison would join the band, and shortly afterward, the other members had all left, leaving only a trio of John, Paul, and George. Once they found a drummer, the rest was history.
Now, George came through Paul, and Ringo came through George, although, of course, I had a say in where they came from, but the person I actually picked as my partner, who I recognized had talent and I could get on with, was Paul.
But the Beatles would never be if not for this date, July 6th, 1957, when John Lennon met Paul McCartney for the very first time, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.